Yes, thank you so much. Time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greenest, one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. You need to check them out. Visit online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and to subscribe. TSLN.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit here in the Cherry County area, in Valentine and the surrounding area. Visit valentine.org is where you can go to find more information and start planning a fall hunting trip, maybe an ice fishing trip for the winter, something like that, or just start planning next year's vacation on the Niobrara River or Merritt Reservoir, any of the other great outdoor activities we have. Go to visitvalentine.org. Kim, what are you going to share for the good stuff today?
I've got a piece that starts off, "It Needs Saying," by cowgirl sass and savvy Julie Carter. We'll just start the program with her. "It has been at least a decade since I decided that people in this world couldn't get any stupider. Daily, I'm reminded of how wrong I was. Now, before you jump at me, I'm not talking about a lack of intelligence or about ignorance as in an unlearned state. I'm speaking of pure, unadulterated stupidity that has been coaxed, coddled, and petted by at least one generation, leaving no hope for the next. I was mixing up a dessert that required a cake mix, and I noticed that on the back of the cake mix box, the instructions are now in English and Spanish. The bilingual print includes a warning to not eat raw cake batter." "What? You mean the cake batter left around the edges of the mixing bowl has been a hazard to our health for 300 years, and they're just now telling us?" A mother watched as her toddler climbed the ladder on the playground set to come swooshing down the big plastic slide on a 90-degree summer day. The pained sounds from the child indicated it wasn't a pleasant experience, but instead of investigating, she coaxed her back up the ladder for another run at it. This time, the whales led her to search out the cause, only to find second-degree burns on the child's bare legs where the hot plastic had burned them. Her reaction was to not wonder why she hadn't checked it out before, but to threaten and demand that caution signs be placed at the playground stating that the slide might be hot. Perhaps the notices will help her be a better parent. Swing sets today include smaller bucket-type seats for toddlers. However, it was recently proven they are not practical for a teenager with too much time on his hands who thought he should wedge himself into it. Circulation to his legs was immediately compromised, causing swelling and the absolute fact that he was not going to be able to extricate himself from the swing. A call to 911 and a few chuckling firemen later, he was on his way home. Hopefully the lad is a little smarter, but no one is taking bets on it. "When I was a kid, we had an outhouse. Yes, the hole in the ground, wood shed over the top, splinters in your hiney outhouse. And furthermore, you had to walk across a little plank bridge over a deep irrigation ditch with rushing ice-cold water to get to it. It was truly down the garden path. There was no EPA or hazmat permits posted at the outhouse, and there was no code enforcement or engineering on the bridge. And not once did it become an issue because I was caught playing in the ditch water when I was told not to. The ensuing discipline is another of today's missing elements. My mother cooked, canned, churned, sewed, gardened, laundered, and kept track of her four little outlaws, myself included. She pretended she wasn't worried when we all left the house horseback, headed for the pine-covered hills to play cowboys and Indians. She was both concerned and amused when we older two tried to lose the younger two. Maybe she never knew how close she came to having only two children left in her brood. Tough little buggers those younger boys were. How did we get from there to now, where they think we need to be warned about raw cake batter? And mothers require a sign to tell them something might be hot on a blazing, sunny summer day? God help us all, if the day ever comes this world has to go back to basic survival, there will indeed be a fundamental cleansing of mankind." Again, that's Julie Carter.
All right, thanks for sharing that today. And if you have something to share with us on the good stuff, simple to do, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station for the good stuff.